And this nigger up here, bald, old Johnny. It's a long time, but if a doctor, she delivered all his baby. Yeah, yeah. I talked with her. I'm getting out. I mean, she's delivered. Mm-hmm. A nigger woman up there, stayed at Baldwin Hospital. She is a nurse and everything. Mm-hmm. And
how'd you happen to start doing that? Was it
In other words, she got to work with a doctor, and helping the doctor. Mm-hmm. And she got licensed to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And so she delivered all his babies.
Gave him time to do other things, then, I guess.
Right.
Huh. That's interesting. Yeah. How far is South Tuttle from Tupelo?
8 miles. Over on the highway of 9, over from town.
Yeah. What direction is it from Tupelo?
North.
North of Tupelo.
Right.
Yeah. Before I came out here, I tried to find it on the map. I don't think it was on the map I was using, though.
South or wasn't. South Hole, wasn't
it? I don't think it was on my map. I might have looked it, though. I'm not familiar with this part of the country, though.
I used to be supervisor 24 years here. I'd call Memphis after part. I'd say, send it to South Hole. They'd say, what'd you say? I got a habit of it. I'd spell it.
Yeah. About how big is South Hole?
Oh, about 500, I guess.
About 500?
Yeah. 25, 600. We've grown a whole lot for the last few years. We're a resident section for Tupelo.
You what?
Resident section for Tupelo.
Oh.
See, in other words, the people all work in Tupelo nearly that lives here. Of course, we got one manufacturing here, but the people just live up here and work in Tupelo.
Just like the maybe country atmosphere or something like
right.
that?
Right. Just like it comes. Country atmosphere.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Tupelo's not a big city, but in some of these bigger cities, it can really get,
It happened the same way it happened up in Memphis, Chicago, and everywhere else. The Tupelo is a business section. It's dead. On Spring Street, it used to be the main street. And there's all the businesses on Spring Street, you might say, in Main Street. Front Street. But now, in other words, they all moving out to highways and malls all over the country.
Yeah.
They're taking you.
That's one thing that surprised me when I was driving through downtown Tupelo for a town its size. What's it supposed to be, about 27,000, 30,000?
Yeah. Yeah.
Downtown
I think 36.
Area, downtown area just wasn't big or... developed as I expected it would be.
No, it's what it is. Now you come here 20 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
It was a boom. You couldn't hardly buy a foot of land along there. And now, in other words, what the government didn't buy, it's just sitting there.
Yeah.
For it all went to the malls, and out on the highways.
I guess that's true of a lot of towns about Tupelo size, though.
Yeah.
It seems to be. The downtown areas are just decayed.
Yeah. Well, Memphis, they're trying to do something with that right now.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm getting you off your subject, though, I guess.
No, not really. Same thing true with Birmingham, Montgomery, too. They've all had that urban renewal.
Yeah.
Those urban renewal projects going on.
You ever know where the around Montgomery? Yeah.
No, but I got some in Troy who are relatives.
Well, then that's who my wife was.
Is that right?
Yeah.
She's in Montgomery?
Yeah.
Your wife from Montgomery?